All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you on a snowy Monday. We've handled the Michigan State stuff. That's wide open for you if you want to rap about it the rest of the day. Look, the Matthew Stafford injury to me is separate from the game, so I want to start with Stafford. This smells rotten. To be honest with you, if we look back, he had fractures in his back last year, played through the injury, extremely painful. The offseason, you know, you saw the reports this summer about it. Then you saw him miss six straight practices in training camp. Now he has it again, and nobody in Allen Park can get their story straight. No, I'm not doing a Woodward and Bernstein reset here, but it's some people like Driscoll saying, I didn't find out till Sunday morning. Matt Patricia wants you to believe they didn't make the decision until they were at the stadium. You've got other players claiming they were told early on Saturday. Now, it's standard procedure for the league to investigate, so I'm not going to intimate that the Lions are guilty of anything, but this does seem a bit bizarre to me. Now, the one thing we know in all of this is that if Matthew Stafford is able, he's going to play. We know that Matthew Stafford will play through pain. He will play through injuries. That goes unquestioned. So then it gets into, well, this had to be really, really bad for it to get to this point. Well, that's the problem with the story, because he still took his normal first team reps in practice all week. They can say he was limited. He got the first team reps. And the backup didn't know he was ever going to play. Now, from what I'm told, this is a 3 to 4 week injury where they would then reevaluate, hope the fractures heal, and then I'm telling you Stafford will want to play. Now, what should the organization do? They should put him on IR. It's just that simple. Matthew Stafford is the single most important asset that this organization has. The team is 3-5-1 and headed nowhere fast. By the way, congratulations. You pulled the hat trick. You lost to all three divisional opponents the first time around. Sweet. You're 3-5-1. You're headed nowhere. If Stafford misses another couple games, the odds are you're 3-7-1 or 4-6-1. You're going nowhere. So my question would be, even if Stafford wants to play, why would this organization not shut him down? And you ask anybody who knows Stafford. I mean, you'll have to hold him back. You will have to restrain him from not playing. But where this team is at right now with this injury, it makes you ask a lot of questions. Why did he play through it last year? Why is this injury different? The circumstances aren't different. The team sucked last year. They suck now. When exactly did this take place? Or was it what we expected all along and assumed all along, and again, conjecture, that he's been dealing with this since last year, that even though he was asked about it at training camp and he said it's no problem, and he was asked about it this week and he said it's no problem, maybe it is a problem. Adam Schefter even reported he almost missed the Chiefs game because of it. And teams can say a guy's got a hurt hip or a hurt buttocks or a hurt kneecap. The truth of the matter is, I think any rational human being believes it's been the back all along. And if that's something that is going over the course of 2 years, here's my question. Why was Stafford allowed to play through it last year when the team was going nowhere? What role did it play, if any, in the current injury status? And how much worse is this injury right now where the team, not Stafford, the team is claiming the doctors won't clear him? I think there's so many questions to this. And again, it makes the Lions look bad. You can say whatever you want to that, but it does. But if you're going out there and telling me that it's a 3 to 4 week injury, which again, what I've heard, why on earth would I look to bring back Matthew Stafford in early December for meaningless exhibitions? I know he is extremely prideful in his craft. Toughness is his calling card. No one's ever going to question it. But I'll be damned if the organization looks at their quarterback, who now for two straight years has had fractured bones in his back, and puts him out there in back-to-back years in meaningless games. That's malfeasance. It's fireable. There's no way, no how. I would give Stafford the rest of the year and offseason. Get right. There's so many questions, and I assume you have questions too. So I wanted to start with that. 248-539-9797. Part two is this. We watch around the league every year, and this year's no different, with Indianapolis, with Pittsburgh, with Carolina, with New Orleans, with Kansas City. Five teams off the top of my head that have lost their quarterbacks for a multitude of weeks or the season altogether. All of them are at least at a minimum in the playoff mix. Some of them are elite. Why is that relevant? Because when you watch teams and you take the quarterback away, it gives you a chance to see how well or how poorly your front office and coaching staff have put together a roster. So when we watch, as I broke another highlighter, as we watch New Orleans lose Drew Brees and bring back Teddy Bridgewater, and you go, wow, there's really not any fall off. That's a great roster. When you watch Carolina and they lose Cam Newton, and they go up to Green Bay, and listen, that was a hell of a football game yesterday. I still think McCaffrey was in, but I might be biased because he's on my fantasy team, but whatever. My point is, Carolina has been able to tread water without Cam Newton with an undrafted rookie QB or sixth-round pick quarterback. That's a compliment to how the roster's built and how your schemes are designed. It's roster and schemes. Pittsburgh, it's the same thing. It's roster and scheme. Mason Rudolph sucks, but I'll be damned, they're in the playoff picture. They're the sixth seed right now. When you look at the Lions without Matthew Stafford, and this certainly was the first time we've been able to do that in a long, long time. But when you look at the Lions without Matthew Stafford, you know what I see? Helpless. They're helpless. Yesterday against a horrific Bears team. Horrific. It's an awful product. I mean, think about it. Mitch Trubisky only had to throw the ball 23 times. And now, he didn't cut you up yardage-wise. He had about 170 yards. But he threw three touchdowns. He did what he needed to do. The Bears only got about 80 yards. The Bears are one of the five worst teams you're going to play this season. You can laugh at that. You can say, well, come on, Mike. They went 12-4 last year. Guys, here and now, the Bears are one of the five worst teams you'll play, along with the Giants, along with the Redskins. The Bears are really bad. So here's my point to you as we move forward. Take a close look at what this team looks like without Stafford, because that's ultimately the report card that Quintricia should be graded on. And for people like me who talk about how poorly Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia have done in their job roles, if this team does go off the rails and does look helpless, and does end up only winning four or five games total, I think it is an absolute indictment on your GM and on your head coach, who are in year four and year two, respectively, that the product they have built is built upon quicksand, that it's just absolute nonsense. Because you're going to watch how other GMs and coaches have built other programs in real time, without their quarterback. They get the credit, you get the blame. 248-539-9797. Now, I don't know, did the power go out or do people just not care that your franchise quarterback has broken bones in his back again? Major questions about whose story, who's telling the truth. Major questions about the future of what they should do with Matthew Stafford. Major questions about your GM and head coach. But hey, I'm the crazy one, right? What world are we in
maybe,
right now?
Maybe they're just watching the beautiful, beautiful snowfall outside. I don't know. But, Mike, it's...
I kind of wish that would stop.
Honestly, dude?
Not ready for it.
Oh, it's next week, apparently, it's going to be back to the mid-40s. We'll see. Who the hell knows?
Oh, okay, great.
That's That's summertime, huh?
Yeah, mid-40s. Oh, my God.
I know we talk about apathy with the Lions, but...
Yeah, here it is.
Dude, I was pissed. I was pissed off because it's just another example, and I've been saying this for years. The Lions don't have a backup quarterback situation. It's been awful. They've never addressed this.
Do you realize...
So Stafford gets hurt, and they're screwed because Jeff freaking Driscoll, you know, this guy's not going to do anything.
In the last 2 years, they've had 9 backup quarterbacks.
Because they never get it right. They never spend a draft pick, a top pick, on a quarterback.
I'll tell you this right now. We can just declare it right now. It's very simple. What's today's date, Michael?
Today is 11-11.
On 11-11-19, if the Lions end up with a top 5 pick, they got to take quarterback.
Sure.
They got to take a quarterback, play Stafford for one more year, and then move on from Stafford in the offseason with a trade. They have to take it. This is one of the most quarterback-rich drafts maybe in the last decade. If they end up in the top 5, they have to take a quarterback.
People are afraid. I mean, they should. Look at the Cardinals. They just drafted two first-round quarterbacks 2 years in a row.
It could happen with my Giants. If the Giants end up firing Dave Gettleman and Pat Shurmur, and the next head coach is, say, Josh McDaniels, and McDaniels says, guys, I'm only taking the job if you draft Joe Burrow, let's say the Giants end up with the number 2 pick, the Giants will do the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it. But, Mike, I'm making a point. We can just get it out of the way. I mean, you're not going to be up this high in the draft very often. You have an opportunity. You'd keep Stafford like they kept Alex Smith in Kansas City after drafting Mahomes. You play him for 1 year. You move Stafford via trade. And you chart the next decade of your franchise. If they end up only winning, you know, 3 or 4 games this year. I mean, if the bottom really falls out, that's it. But I'll tell you this right now. I'm not playing Matthew Stafford the rest of the year.
There's just no point.
And as I, you know, again, you take it or leave it. I'm not reporting. I'm just telling you what I was told. 3 to 4 week injury.
Mm-hmm.
Where they would then look at it again. I think ultimately he ends up on the IR. Because it would be such tomfoolery to bring him back this year. It would surprise me even by Lions standards.
In a total meaningless game.
Right, then they win a couple games that kill their draft stock for no purpose.
Well, and Stafford was not a Quinn guy. Stafford was before this regime. So, okay, now he's gone. Let's see what these guys have actually put together for this
Correct.
Roster. They can't handle anything though. You can tell that with Stafford out, this roster is not equipped to do anything.
Can you imagine?
Which is on Quinn.
Can you imagine what Dallas is going to do to this team? Can you imagine? Please. Please.
I just can't wait for that article this week. Lions need to sign Kaepernick. I can tell that one's coming.
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.